If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy to greet you on this Lord's Day in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Worth Baptist Church is experiencing some wonderful days during the early days of May. In fact, last Sunday was an outstanding time more than 700 people answered the roll call to study the Word of God in the Sunday school hour. The Lord blessed with additions to the church, with souls being saved, and with a wonderful spirit of revival. The month of May is designated as Preparation Month here at Worth Baptist Church. We are preparing for the greatest summer spiritual renewal in the history of our church. Summertime is revival time at Worth Baptist Church, and Sunday, June the 6th, is Revival Rally Day. We're looking forward to a tremendous period of growth during the days of the summer. Our summer enlargement program begins on Revival Rally Day, Sunday, June the 6th, and will continue through God and Country Day, Sunday, July 4th. These are wonderful days for us, and we're preparing for them during the month of May. In fact, we're calling on people all over the listening audience, as well as beyond, in the World Baptist Fellowship and other churches to join with us during the month of May to be in prayer that God will bring a great revival to America during the days of our bicentennial year. We're calling it the Revival of Survival, and we're of this persuasion that if revival does not come to America in this crucial year of 1976, America may never experience revival. So pray with us for a tremendous spiritual awakening, a spiritual renewal, a spiritual revolution during the days of the summer of 1976. Our bicentennial year offers America her greatest opportunity to experience revival. The Bible says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land." This is our text for the summer revival, and we are praying that God will awaken in the hearts of men all over America a need of turning America around and turning America back to God. You can be a vital part of it as you join with us during the days of May, setting aside a few moments every day to pray for revival. In the meanwhile, we invite you to come and share with us the good things of the Lord today here at Worth Baptist Church. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. The textbook of the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church is the Bible. We are currently in a series of studies in the book of the Revelation. Our lesson today will be based on Revelation Chapter 6. The seals are being opened. The four horsemen of the apocalypse will begin riding. Who are these and what is all of this about? You'll learn more about it as you study Revelation chapter 6 in our Sunday school today. Remember, the time is 10 o'clock, a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. Our Sunday morning worship service is at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. We invite you to share with us on this Mother's Day a wonderful time in the Lord. We honor Christ and we honor our mothers on Mother's Day. Get the family together. Bring them to Sunday school and church here at Worth Baptist Church, located at 3309 Wilbarga Street in Fort Worth. It would be our joy to share Mother's Day and the Lord's Day with you on this great day that God is going to give us here at Worth Baptist Church. This word of special announcement concerning our World Baptist Fellowship. Our World Baptist Fellowship in its annual meeting will be convening beginning on Tuesday, May the 11th, and through Thursday evening, May the 13th. Our services will begin each morning at 9:30 and each evening at 7:30. These services will be held on the campus of the Arlington Baptist College, 3001 West Division in Arlington, Texas. Let me invite you to come and share with us in the annual meeting of the World Baptist Fellowship, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, May the 11th, 12th, and 13th, all the services being in the gymnasium on the campus of the Arlington Baptist College. We invite our friends. Many of you friends have been familiar with and acquainted with the World Baptist Fellowship, even though perhaps you belong to another group. We would be happy to have all of you come and share the annual session of the World Baptist Fellowship with us. Remember, the days are Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week on the campus of Arlington Baptist College, 3001 West Division in Arlington, Texas. In the meanwhile, we would like to hear from you by mail this week concerning our broadcast. We are now in the seventh year of broadcasting, and we look forward to bringing you the gospel of Christ every Lord's Day by the means of radio. So take a moment to write us this week. Our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And let me again remind you of the special services today. We're honoring mothers on Mother's Day. We worship the Lord. We fellowship together in the Word of God. And then the two very special days ahead of us, Sunday, June the 6th, is our revival rally day, beginning our great thrust of the summer revival, and then on Sunday, July 4th, our bicentennial God and Country Day. We ask you to be in prayer for these special days. And again, we're asking all of Fort Worth to pray that God would send a great and mighty spiritual awakening to our nation during this year. We believe God wants to send a revival to America, and we would like for God to begin that work right here in the city of Fort Worth. Pray for our mayor. Pray for our city councilman. Pray for the city government. Pray for the city manager. Let's pray that God would use Fort Worth as the launching pad of a tremendous spiritual awakening for America. I can think of no better place for a national revival to begin and right here in the great city of Fort Worth. If you would like to make known your wishes along this line, why not just drop us a card and say, "We are praying for revival." Address your mail to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, "The Power of Choice." I shall read in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verses 14 and 15, verses 14 and 15. But before I read the scripture, I want you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank Thee today for Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank Thee that Thou hast given to us the wonderful opportunity to be a part of a great city like Fort Worth. And we pray that the spiritual renewal that America needs would begin in our own city. I pray today for every listener to this broadcast. I pray that in the hearts of men all over the city and all over the Metroplex, there would be awakened a need for spiritual revival and spiritual renewal. May these days of preparation get our hearts ready, prepare us for that spiritual revival in the days of the summer. Father, we pray that the Holy Spirit would guide us and direct us in all things that we do for the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. Bless our shut-in friends today, our friends in the rest homes, or wherever they might be, and may this broadcast bless the hearts of many and bring many to Christ is our prayer in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake and with thanksgiving. Amen. And now in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, I read beginning at verse 14. And now therefore fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." Now Joshua had come to the very closing days of his life. This is part of his farewell address to the great nation Israel. And in this farewell address, Joshua charges them to make a choice. He charges them to choose God to serve. He charges them to let their nation be the nation that would lead the way in the world of his day to God. And I believe that America is so blessed of God with our modern means of communication and our travel, our radio and television. I believe that America can be used of God to turn the entire world to him. Let's pray that God would use the national revival that we've been talking about to make a spiritual impact on the world. Joshua said, "Choose ye this day whom you will serve." I've entitled my message, "The Power of Choice." We observe three things about the power of choice. First, there is a choice to make. You see, God created man with the ability and the freedom to choose. God then gave man something to choose from. Listen to what he says in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 30 at verse 19. "I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and the length of thy days." God is saying, "I have set before you a choice. Good and evil, right and wrong. Choose good, that your days may be lengthened upon the earth." So God has given you the power of choice in your own life. Men in every age have faced the choice. They've faced decisions. For example, Lot. Lot had a choice to make. And the Bible says that Lot lifted up his eyes and chose the well-watered plains of the Jordan. Now, this was a mistake. He made the wrong choice because he chose toward Sodom and Gomorrah, the twin cities of evil, on the coastline of the Dead Sea. So when Lot made his choice, it was a gradual one. First he looked, then he pitched his tent, then he moved into Sodom. And my friend, that's the way you will go down the road, away from God, gradually. As someone has said, a man doesn't lose his religion in a blowout. It usually comes in a slow leak. So it did with Lot, and so it will be with you. But look at the consequences of Lot's choice. He lost his fellowship with God. He lost his companionship with Abraham. He lost the influence over his own family, and ultimately lost his family. He lost them physically and morally. And you know the story of how Lot ended in shame, committing adultery with his own daughters in a drunken stupor. So, my friend, if you make the wrong choice today, you will go down that same road, losing fellowship with God, losing your own self-respect with your family and with your friends. Lot made the wrong choice, but Joshua, in my text, made the right choice. Joshua said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I repeat, there is a choice for you to make today. Secondly, every man must make his own choice. Now, I cannot choose for you. You know, if I could choose for you, I would choose Christ. I would choose the way of holiness, the way of righteousness. But, my friend, I cannot choose for you. You must choose for yourself. As Joshua said to the people of Israel, "Choose you this day." You make the choice. You make the decision. You must decide for Jesus Christ. Now, you have some other decisions to make today. What am I going to do today? What am I going to do tomorrow? You have decisions about your job, about your home, about your neighborhood, about your school, about governmental officials. Who are you going to vote for in November? And all of these things. These are important choices. But, my friend, the most important decision you have is choosing Jesus Christ. And you cannot ignore this. You cannot put it behind you. You cannot just brush it aside. You are making a choice right now. You're either choosing for Christ or against him. Oh, you're saying, "But preacher, I want to be neutral in this matter of religion." But my friends, you cannot be neutral. You cannot just stand on a neutral ground. You are either deciding for Jesus Christ and heaven right now in your heart, or you're deciding for the devil and eternity without God in a devil's hell. You must make your own choice. The poet put it this way: once to every man and nation comes the moment to decide in the conflict of strife and of truth and falsehood for the good and evil side. You must make a choice, either choosing the good side or the evil side. That moment of decision is upon you right now. You must choose the eternal destiny of your soul. Jesus said there are two ways, the straight and narrow way that leads to heaven and the broad road that leads to hell. You must make a choice. Which do you want, heaven or hell? Eternal salvation or eternal damnation? You are faced with that choice, and you alone can make it. Not only that, but you are faced with the decision of making a choice of the pattern or the lifestyle that you're going to live. Now, you can live the good life or the evil life. Oh, you say, well, I want to have a good time while I can. But my friend, that's the wrong philosophy. You must not plan for that which is evil. You must plan for that which is good. Not only that, but you must choose the church where you're going to worship and where you will serve the Lord. Now, why would you choose a church? Because of the pastor? Surely that enters the picture. Because of the personnel? Absolutely, that enters the picture. Because of the program? Yes, that's important. But my friend, the most important thing in your making a choice in your church home is this. Ask yourself this question before deciding on your church membership. Ask yourself, what is this church doing? Where is this church going? And what is this church going to do? Now, my friend, you must settle that in your own mind by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. So make the choice. Choose the church. Where are you going to worship God? And where are you going to attend? You are faced with that choice this day. You dads, listen to me for a moment. I have a word for you. You must make the choice for your family. And the choice that you make today, the decision you make now, will affect your whole family. Mothers, hear me when I say, you must choose for your home. What kind of lifestyle do you want for your home and for your family? Every decision you make within the home affects your husband, affects your children, affects your own life. You must decide in your home. You are the stabilizing force. You young people, I trust that you would hear me for a moment. I know there are a lot of other things to listen to. But you must choose the direction of your life. You must decide whether or not you're going to go God's way or the way of the world. Let me tell you about a man in the Old Testament who made a choice. His name is Daniel. When Daniel was in the king's household, he was offered the wine and the meat that the king did eat. But Daniel said that he would purpose in his heart not to be contaminated with the things of Babylon. My friend, you're facing some temptations today. Young man, someone's going to offer you a drink. You're going to have to refuse it if you make the right choice. If you make the right choice, you'll say no. And when you get older, you'll be glad that you made the right choice in your youth. The Bible says, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. Daniel lived to be more than 90 years old. And Daniel knew how to face the lions when he was 90, because he faced temptation properly when he was 19. In other words, he could handle lions at 90 because he could handle temptation at 19. He made the right choice when he was a young man. You must make the right choice, my young person, my fellow young person. Let me say to you listening today, youth is out ahead of you. You have your lifetime. Make the right choice today. Choose for Jesus Christ. And that brings me to my third point. The choice you make has irrevocable consequences. I read a sign on a road one time that was unpaved, which read like this: choose carefully your rut. You'll be in it for the next 30 miles. My friend, let me say to you, you should choose carefully the rut of life, because you're going to be in it at least another 30 years if the average lifespan is lived out in your own life. So you must choose. And if you choose God and the church and the Bible, and Christianity, Jesus Christ will be your master. The Holy Spirit will be your companion. and heaven will be your home. However, on the other hand, if you choose to follow your own selfish desires, if you choose to follow the things of the devil and of the world, lust will be your master, sorrow will be your companion, and an eternal lake of fire will be your home. My friend, I trust today that you'd make the right choice. Look yonder in the hog pen at the prodigal son. He made the wrong choice earlier, but thank God he made the right choice when he said, I will arise and go to my father. Oh, my friend, today you need to do that in this hour. You need to rise and go to Jesus Christ. Rise from that sinful, selfish, lustful state that you're in today. Get up, my friend. Come to Sunday school and church. Bring your life to Christ today. For nothing else really matters in your life. It doesn't matter what kind of car you're going to go out and get in today. It doesn't matter what kind of clothes you're going to put on when you get out of bed. It doesn't matter the food that you're going to eat for breakfast or what you're going to do tomorrow. The thing that really matters is making your choice for Jesus Christ. I trust that you'll make the right decision right now by your radio. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. The choice you make should be made today. Joshua said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your heart. I read in Isaiah 1:18, the Lord says, come now, let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Jesus said, come, for all things are now ready. My friend, it is now or never for you. This is your golden moment. This is your opportunity to choose for Christ and the church in this moment. You know, friend, some people decide they're going to be saved at the 11th hour. And then, sadly enough, they die at 10:30. Don't let it happen to you. Make your choice now for Jesus Christ and for the church. And I trust that you'll come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church today. Remember, we're located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. We shall be looking forward to greeting you in the services today. And until next Lord's Day at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.